Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to a 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. Today's episode, it stems from a conversation that I briefly had with a listener. And I'm sure he's listening to us right now, so I want to thank you for giving me this topic. And today's topic is why I do not recommend that you move to the countryside of Thailand or really any second world country. And there are many, many cons as opposed to pros. So there are some of you listening to this right now that are thinking, well, I'm looking at Thailand, but maybe Bangkok and some of the bigger cities are out of my price range. And the price of real estate is really inexpensive here, but unfortunately, there isn't really any type of financing. Foreigners really can't get mortgages here. If there is financing, it's going to be done by the owner of the piece of real estate, so it'll be owner financing. So really what the bottom line is, you have to pay cash. And even though there are condos in places like in Bangkok or some of the major beach cities, as low as $50,000 or $60,000, but some of you may not have that type of cash. So the next option is, well, why don't I move out to the countryside where maybe I can get something for $15,000 or $30,000, which is definitely available at that price point. But here are, I'm going to talk about the pros about living in the countryside, and then I'm going to get into the cons because there's a lot of cons. The pros, as I just mentioned, is you're going to be able to afford a piece of real estate that is a lot cheaper, a lot more affordable. And yes, you could buy things as low as $15,000, $30,000. But, and it's a big but, the con side of it is most likely these are going to be townhomes and houses or even low-rise condos that have not allotted for foreign ownership. So if you listen to my podcast about can I own real estate here in Thailand as a foreigner, the answer is yes and no. Yes, you can own property in developments that have allotted 49% of the units for foreign ownership. So if you're going out to the countryside, and you're going to hear a term here in Thailand, it's called isan. And isan refers to anything in the countryside up northern Thailand, southern Thailand, middle Thailand. Really when it comes down to it, anything outside of Bangkok, outside of any major city is considered isan. And isan is just another word that Thai uses for countryside. So the homes at that price point are not going to be titled to you. And yes, you can buy homes that are under that are Thai ownership, but you have to go into an attorney, open up an LLC, and then put the LLC into the home. I'm not going to go into whole details because I did a whole podcast episode about that. So that's a big con. The other pro about living in the countryside is, I'm trying to think of another pro other than cheap real estate. I'm not going to say cost of living because cost of living isn't really that much cheaper when you're looking at Bangkok or going up to like Udon Thani, which is way up north, or outside of Chiang Mai. So that's really the only pro. So let's dive into the cons. The cons is number one, these are shoddy homes. These are built by local developers that it's just junk. These homes are going to be, they're sometimes not built to code. There's going to be cracks in the foundations, cracks in the walls, cracks in the tilings, because obviously we don't use carpet here. There's going to be leaks, and there's really not going to be any type of warranty. So that's a big, big, huge problem. So you're like, ask yourself, you're like, okay, well, I can get a cheap home for $15,000, $30,000. I could deal with that. You really don't. My best option to you is to live in a bigger city and then just to rent as opposed and save your money until you can get a better place. An analogy that I want to give you is remember back in the days, the Yugos, those crappy little cars you could buy for $2,900, and they were just absolute garbage. And that is what you're going to get. It's better to save a little more money and buy something that's used, that's a little bit better, like a Honda, a Toyota, a Nissan, as opposed to buying a brand new Yugo. So there's really nothing good about that. The other major con about living in the Isan region is the boredom factor. Because remember this, as I say so many times, you're coming to Thailand most likely to be fully 100% retired or part-time retired, because you still want to maybe work part-time and do something else, open up your own business. When you're living in these small little country towns in the Isan region of Thailand, or really anywhere, it could be Latin America, it could be other countries in Asia. I've been to many of them, even in Fiji. And when you go outside of the big cities, there is nothing. There aren't any movie theaters. There aren't any major malls. There aren't any major dining. The other thing too is when you go into a really, really small city or a really small, we call village, the problem is that a lot of the restaurants and the food there isn't very hygienic. So you're probably going to be sitting on a toilet with Montezuma's Revenge, serious case of diarrhea, all the time, because they don't have these type of health codes. So I strongly urge you, do not live in a countryside. The only way you should live in a countryside is if you have family there, or you actually speak Thai, then maybe. But other than that, there is no other reason why you want to live in the Isan region. The better bet is to pay a little bit more money and to live in a major city like Bangkok or major beach cities like Pattaya, Jom Tien, Hua Hin, even in Phuket. Even Phuket, as much as I knock Phuket, that's even better than living in the Isan region. Because part of retirement, you have to give yourself something to do. And when you go out to these regions that are remote and there's nothing there, it's too peaceful. You're stuck there with water buffaloes, cows, chickens, ducks, and the people that you're stuck with are not, shall I say, the most educated. And if you don't speak Thai, I highly recommend or suggest you do not live in the Isan region, because everybody speaks Thai. Nobody speaks English. I went to, and it's considered Isan, it's a fairly big city called Ubon, and it's a major college town. There's like two universities and like two colleges, but it's a major college town. Nobody spoke English there, not even the hotel. But here in Bangkok, Jom Tien Beach, Pattaya Beach, Hua Hin Beach, even up in Chiang Mai up north, or Phuket or Samui, everybody speaks English. Never had a problem. But when you go to Isan, the regions outside of these big cities, that's where you can have a problem. Then I'm going to leave you with one more serious con of why you don't want to live in these small little villages. If you are white, they're automatically going to assume that you're a rich white guy. So you are a target to be scammed. Number one is there will be women that will be take interest to you because they're automatically going to assume you're rich. And if you're not rich, oh, they're going to treat you worse than the local homeless guy. Then the next thing is because you're this white guy and they think you're rich, you also are target for theft. People breaking into your homes, to your car, even robbing you. Because, and again, they think you're rich. In the Isan region, well, here in Bangkok, the average Thai makes anywhere from $150 to maybe $200 a month. In the Isan region, they make $0 to maybe $50 to $100 a month. So I do not recommend, please do not do that to yourself. Like I said, the only reason why you should move to the Isan region is for some odd reason, you've married an Isan, a Thai Isan, and she has family there. Then you'll be okay. But if you're a single white guy, because most of the people that are inquiring about the Thai countryside are single white guys, and you single white guys, you're in the ages of between 50 to maybe 65, 70 years old, you might as well just paint a freaking bullseye on you, because you are a target to be scammed. So please do not do that, and just save your money or just rent in a bigger city. You'll be much better off. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you in Thailand.